It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Stay tuned to find out what seniors of Valley's High have to say about their future.
Our next senior into the spotlight, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Alexis Woods.
All right, now Alexis, you made it. You're graduating. How's it feel?
Really exciting, but nerve-wracking at the same time.
What are your plans after high school?
I'm going to attend St. Leo down in Florida.
What made you decide to choose that school as your next form of education?
I went to the College and Career Fair up in Anchorage, and they were there, and that's how I figured it out.
And Florida, it's a long ways away from Alaska. Are you scared about that?
No, it's going to be really warm, and it's close to the beach, and that's what I want, so yeah.
What will you be studying in Florida?
I don't know. I'm going to get all of my required classes done first, and then I'm going to figure it out.
All right. Now, 4 years, that's a long time. What is the most memorable thing that's happened to you while you're in high school?
I don't know if I have one exact moment, but I mean, I've made a lot of memories with like the basketball team and the volleyball team and the track team and stuff like that. So I don't know what my favorite moment is. It would be hard to decide.
What about a favorite teacher or favorite class?
Mr. Kalman. I mean, he's not here anymore, but he was definitely my favorite teacher. He taught like life lessons along with all of his like school lessons. And so he was probably my favorite teacher.
Do you have any advice for anyone still in high school?
Make sure you walk on the right side of the hallway.
This is Megan Bauman, and I'm here with Megan Walker, a senior here at the Valdez High School. So first things first, I've got to ask, how are you feeling about graduation?
Well, I'm kind of excited. I'm really done with school right now, and I'm just kind of ready to get out of here, so.
Any plans yet for what you're going to do after graduation?
After graduation, I am going to go work during the summer, and then I'm going to head down to Idaho to go to college at BYUI, and I'm going to be studying art education.
What made you select BYIU?
I have family down there, and it's actually pretty cheap, so that was a big thing in it.
And I also have to ask, what made you select that major or that direction in life?
Well, I've always been interested in art. I started really getting into it about 2 years ago, and ever since then I've just progressed like a lot. So I want to keep doing that, and I want to be able to help other people with it too, and just be able to spread it.
Nice. So heading off into the world as an adult, thinking long term, do you happen to have any things that you would like to make sure that you do with your life, whether it's big impacts, small impacts, anything specific?
Well, I wish to travel the world a little more. I've already been to a lot of places, so I just want to keep going. Ever since I got a taste for it, I can't get enough. And then I also want to someday maybe open my own art gallery. And then also, I want to be able to teach in a different country, so a lot of big goals there, so hopefully I can get to them.
There's nothing wrong with big goals. So one last question for you. Do you happen to have any advice or suggestions for the kids coming up behind you in school?
Don't procrastinate. It's about the worst thing you can do. Yeah, I learned from that, so don't procrastinate and just enjoy high school. Don't get caught up in the drama or anything like that. You can totally move through high school without any drama, and a lot more fun if you do it that way.
Thanks to the sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Prospector, VCVB, Arts Design, Valley's Native Tribe, First National Bank, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Arctic Chiropractic, Harris Sand and Gravel, Copper Valley Telecom, Petrostar Valley's Refinery, Haltness Equipment, Brennabell and Clarkson, and the Valley Senior Center.